Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Spotify, Google and Apple Podcasts, and the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of December 4th, 2023. The month of November was dominated by talk about the inadequacy of state funding for K-12 education in Oregon. It was a primary reason cited by Portland Public Schools as they navigated negotiations with their teachers' union, and also by Salem Kaiser as it announced SKPS would be enacting $30 million in reductions immediately. School funding is a very complex issue, so it's not surprising that it is one where solutions can be a bit elusive. Governor Kotek has committed to deeply studying and bringing more transparency to how Oregon funds schools in the coming year, which is welcome news. In the meantime, we have created a 6-page document with graphs and narrative content that highlights some of the key features of Oregon's funding for schools over time, how HSD spends its money, our current costs, and the various ways we demonstrate both fiscal responsibility and stewardship of taxpayer dollars. Find this and more information on the Budget Matters page of our website. We do not currently anticipate any mid-year reductions to our budget in 2023-24, and the state's December economic and revenue forecast supports that belief. That said, costs for our district continue to escalate, and we will be keeping that in mind as we develop a balanced budget for the 2024-25 school year next spring. Legislators again received positive financial news, as the forecast showed another surge in revenue that is projected to generate an additional $343.5 million in net general fund and lottery resources for the 2023-25 biennium. That said, the state's revenue outlook appears to have stabilized. The revenue boom seen during the 2021 tax year is unlikely to be repeated, with collections expected to revert back to their long-term trends. Traditional gains in general fund collections are expected to resume in the 2025-27 biennium and beyond. As we look ahead to the short legislative session in 2024, we are hopeful that resources will be allocated to summer learning programs, which have proven to be immensely helpful to HSD students as we continue to recover from the pandemic and work to ensure students have the supports they need to be successful in school. Our featured students are our downtown marketing summer interns. One of the many exciting aspects of HSD's Career and College Pathways program is the opportunity for students to participate in paid summer internships. The downtown marketing internship matches students with local businesses in downtown Hillsborough to help them modernize their approach to communications and marketing. Students counsel business owners on how to utilize social media, refresh their messaging, and update graphics to reach their intended audiences and expand sales of goods and services. HSD's Downtown Marketing Summer Interns presented their findings to the Workforce Development Team and partners at the Civic Center. Their presentation secured a budget from the City of Hillsborough, ensuring their project's continuation through the school year and summer of 2024. Way to go, students! You make us proud to be HSD. The next meeting of the Black Village Family Advisory Committee is Monday, December 11th from 6 to 7 p.m. on Zoom. Then, please join them from noon to 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 16th at the Brookwood Public Library for a reading of the children's book, The Me I Choose to Be by Natasha Anastasia Tarpley. Our school-based health center at Century High School is holding a series of vaccine events on Monday from November through January to ensure students have all required vaccinations in advance of Immunization Exclusion Day in February. The next event will take place on Monday, December 4th. In accordance with Senate Bill 732, HSD has formed an Educational Equity Advisory Committee to advise and inform the superintendent and school board on issues related to equity and corresponding practices. The next meeting of the EEAC takes place on Monday, December 4th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., both virtually and in the Administration Center boardroom. Public seating is available. Free heart screenings for youth ages 12 to 18 take place at the Providence Health Center at Reed's Crossing in Hillsborough on Saturday, December 16th. Learn more and sign up for an appointment at welcometobasecamp.org/playsmart. The Beaverton Hillsborough Science Expo is Washington County's largest celebration of science and engineering. High school students are encouraged to reach out to their science fair coordinator now to express their interest. Registration deadline is Saturday, February 10th, 2024. Expo will be held on Saturday, March 2nd at Century High School. The City of Hillsborough invites you to help choose the performers for four of the concerts next summer at Chute Park. Voting for the artists will take place from December 4th through January 15th. One performer will be selected only by Spanish-speaking community members. Learn more and vote online at engage.hillsborough-oregon.gov. The City of Hillsborough is developing a transportation safety action plan to improve safety for everyone on our streets, people biking, walking, rolling, driving, and taking transit. Your input is needed to help the city meet its goal of zero traffic deaths and serious injuries on our streets by 2035. Learn more and share your thoughts at engage.hillsborough-oregon.gov. Hillsborough is in the holiday spirit. Check out the city's 50-plus ideas for low-cost or no-cost gifts, visit the Lightopia light display from December 5th through 30th, or participate in the Light Up Hillsborough public menorah lighting on Thursday, December 7th. Attention staff, if you were enrolled in MOTA, Plan 5, Kaiser 2B, or were a licensed or classified employee enrolled in Kaiser 3 for the 2022-23 plan year, you may have money waiting for you. These are the health plans that include a health reimbursement account benefit, meaning you can get reimbursed for certain deductibles and copays, but you must submit all claims by December 31st, 2023. Attend one of the upcoming HRA Q&A sessions on December 6th or 7th to learn more. That's all for the week of December 4th, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email, or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.